This podcast is gracing your ears thanks to Every Plate. But get this, they're not only sponsoring the pod, they've also sent me on the ultimate world cruise. That's where I am right now. How bloody good is that? I seriously love Every Plate. They make cooking up something yum for dinner really damn easy. They deliver all of the ingredients you need, and each recipe only has 4 steps. So it's foolproof. Even I can do it. And I'm the biggest fool that there is. You can order Every Plate now at everyplate.com.au and save up to $180 off your first 5 boxes with the code ULTIMATE. I've completely lost track of time. What day is today? Is it day 13? 14, 15, 16, 17. No, I think it's day 12. No, it has to be day 13.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Do you find time goes...
so slowly.
What? For those who wait, I'm gonna hesitate. I think we've actually physically lost the plot.
Oh, we've long gone. What did you say? What day is it? I don't know what day it is. I have to look at the bottom of the lift because that tells me. But I think today, having looked, is the 23rd, and we get off on the 28th, don't we? Or is it the 27th? So we've technically got 1, 2, 3, 4.
So it's day 12.
Day 12.
It feels literally like day 607.
Pretty much.
I'm exhausted.
Oh, I'm knackered. I could go home and sleep for a week.
I'm excited for tomorrow. We have Manila.
Looking forward to that.
And that's going to be like Bali, apparently.
Green Hills
is where we're going.
We are going to Green Hills.
To the bazaar to buy more fakes.
Is it something on your list? Or is it just you?
Well, no, I've never been interested in buying fakes, but I got caught up in your whirlwind in Bali that I suddenly now own a Marc Jacobs tote, a Louis Vuitton, 2 Rolexes, 3 Prada sunglasses, and a Chloe bag. Never really even heard of Chloe before, but I liked the look of it.
I'm looking for slides for myself tomorrow, my Christian Dior slides.
And your what slides?
Christian Dior slides.
Say that one more time.
I'm not sure. I'm lost. Christian Dior? What's the name of the shoe?
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
I'm Chris Dion.
Yes, you are.
Okay, it's Christian. Oh, no. Christian Dior.
That's it.
With the R.
That's
it, with not the Christian
R.
Dion.
No, that with the R.
It's all right. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. I've been by the pool most of the day. That was very nice watching people.
I think
people.
You had a me day today.
I just needed a compress.
Yeah.
Sort things out, get things happening. Nice little sit by the pool.
Do we want to discuss, do you have anything pressing that you...
Well, just an update on Joanne's TikTok account, number-wise.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So for someone who never does any form of content...
No, none whatsoever. It doesn't even show a face.
No, it doesn't even show a face.
Has no posts on TikTok.
None.
None whatsoever.
And we'll choose not to. We're up to, for the social experiment,
yes,
1,110.
Oh, wow. Do you know, are you able to bring up what her URL handle thing is and I'll mention it?
Oh, I think it's just, let me just stand by one. I think it's just...
1,010.
From 1,110.
With no content.
With no content.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, I asked her the other day, will you go live, do you think? No.
Do you know what? Oh, because she can go live now with 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
She needs to, once you get a decent following, her first post needs to be a sponsored post. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't that just be so funny?
Like, she's never posted anything before.
Nothing in her life. Yeah.
To reach her followers. Yeah.
So her is Joanne_thebestie on the old TikTok.
J-O... A-N-N-E?
Yes. _thebestie.
Okay.
There you go. Well, that's her.
Then her next challenge is the first post has to be a sponsored one. I'll sponsor her for the fuck off shop. Is that all you got written down in your notes?
No. What have you got? Have you got anything
Well,
written?
I've got...
What have you got?
I've got the Anthony situation.
Right. I need to debrief about this. Yes. You did rush through that.
So there is a TikTok follow-up.
I have seen
where
it.
Anthony is in my bed. Shirtless.
Well, he's got a singlet
on. He started to take his shirt off. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. I was like, he's wearing a singlet.
I found that to be quite exciting.
You said you were turned on
by it. I don't mind
a
singlet. Yeah. I'll get Ricardo a little
singlet. Well, because if he was shirtless, I would have taken my shirt off. I went Do you know how prepared I was? Or no, not like that.
Right. I was getting all excited by then. Just go on.
No.
Excuse me. I wasn't talking about that.
Oh
sorry.
Dear gosh. No, I was like prepared for, you know, that I didn't wear any underwear. Because I was like, just pay it straight off. That's what I thought. And so the premise of the TikTok that we wanted to make was I made a video where I suggested Anthony was in my bed, but it was just pillows.
That was cute. I thought that was funny.
And Anthony said, that's so funny. Why don't I actually get in your bed and we film something? And I was like, oh, my God. Absolutely. Are you free now? He's like, well, maybe tomorrow. And I was okay.
Keep you
so
waiting.
So I set a date and I was like, candles were lit, showered. I was like, really? The essential oils were burning. Everything was like,
Mood was set.
The mood was absolutely set. So he gets here. We have a bit of a chat. I'm like literally straight sitting on the bed, like provocatively.
Right.
Oh, I'm like,
all right, show me how.
Like this.
Okay, just a momento. We're just going to...
Just describe what I do.
Okay, so he's up now. He's standing up. Oh, he's taking the shirt off. Oh, God, we're actually taking the shirt off. Okay.
No, and my shirt was on. I just had to take...
Right. Okay. And
oh, my God, hi, Anthony.
Oh, so you bounced across the bed then.
Yeah, and lying like this.
So you've got one leg tucked under you and the other one stretched out
it's
with
like
the elbow.
Sexy pose and I'm leaning on the elbow.
Oh, right, okay.
And Anthony stood... Just where you are.
Right.
Looking down upon me. And I was like, hello. In my small grey shorts.
I did see that you were wearing the grey ones.
You know
ones.
What happens in grey shorts? You can see everything. And so I was like, oh, my God, feel free to make yourself comfortable.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
He lies exactly in the same position as me, just next to me. And I was like,
oh, my God, really?
This is all signs point to this is absolutely happening. Right? So we chat for a little bit and then I was like, I didn't want to say anything because it was pretty obvious from all the talk that I was keen that it was ball was in his court.
Okay.
Right?
So he just had to say the word basically.
He was just like,
okay.
Just lean in.
Just
and
lean
then I would
in.
Have picked it up from there and I would have just
would
absolutely
you have, though? Would
bolted
you have?
With that. Or- absolutely.
Okay. All right. I do want to just quickly say to you, I was a little bit concerned about Bluey and the treatment of Bluey as you threw Bluey across the...
Okay. Well, so what happened was we talked a bit and then I was like, well, maybe he's waiting for us to film the video and then it's on like Donkey Kong.
Right.
So I set up the camera and the premise was I stitch my video where I'm like, oh, it's not Anthony, it's just some pillows.
Mm.
And then it cuts to...
Clever.
Me being like, okay, Anthony, you can come out of my bed now.
So there's surprise.
And then he's hidden under the blankets and he pops out and says, is there anything else you want? And then I...
He did that really well.
So well.
He's done that before.
Well, we did do a few takes.
Oh, right, okay. I'm thinking
so
that he's a natural.
I literally just jump straight on top of him and I'm like, oh, my God, Anthony! And I'm like...
Ready.
Oh, and he was...
Whenever.
He was touching. There was one take, I don't think it's the one I posted, where he like... I think it is the one I posted, where he like grabs my butt.
Is that right?
Full on grabs butt. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing. And because he's got big hands, his finger was almost in.
Oh, dear me, don't. Please.
And I was like, oh. But so then what happened was we did a take.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that works. That's great. And he goes, I think we should do another one. And I was like,
he wanted to
but
make
then
sure.
He said, it'd be funny if we had some bloopers. Now, I had set up, as you can see, there's a tripod attached to the wall.
Yep.
So I had set up something because I wanted to catch us filming it, but then I wasn't sure if he was comfortable with that. And so I was like, oh, perfect. So I set up a second phone to record us recording.
A second phone?
Yeah, so two phones going.
Right.
And so I cannot
capturing
wait to post.
Capturing all angles.
Yes. I cannot wait to post the bloopers because Anthony really leaned into it and he was like, oh, I think we'll need to do many takes because I'm not feeling that my acting is up to par. And I was like...
Oh, he's a perfectionist.
Oh, my God, this is so great. So we did one take, two, three, four...
No.
Five? Six. On the sixth take, right, Anthony was fully confident. So instead of me mounting Anthony... I went to go mount him and he just pushed me over.
No.
And he got, so like my legs were between seeing him,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness.
And he started, like, humping.
Oh, my goodness.
And so what I did, I was just, like, lifting my legs as high as I could in the air. Right? And so, oh. And then we laughed, ha, 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 ha. And then I was like, oh, I'll just stop the cameras. I'll just stop filming now. And then nothing. It's just, it was like, oh, that was fun. That you're so lovely. And
oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, my, yeah. Should I take my pants off? What?
So there was no little indicators?
Well, I mean, we mounted each other and then he mounted me. And then it was like, but then for me, I was like, he's such a divine sweetheart. Oh, and I think he was just leaning into the narrative of a romance.
Yeah, he was just having a little bit of fun.
He was just
having a little fun for the cameras. Like, oh, cool. Helping a mate out. Just that's like, what he was doing.
You do TikToks, I'll help you do
helping
a TikTok.
Helping your mate out.
I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, anything else you need?
Yeah.
And then we were talking for a little bit more. We talked a little bit more.
Right.
Back in those positions of lying down, looking wistfully into his eyes.
Right.
I just didn't get any...
No vibes.
No. Well, I got a lot of vibes. But because he's naturally just a divine, lovely human,
yeah.
I didn't know. I couldn't read the situation. So I was like, is this him leaning in? Do I need to pick up the... Do I need to follow through? But then I didn't want to do anything that would upset him.
No, not at all.
Make it awkward.
No.
And then...
No. Could a conversation maybe have been had?
But see, no, because that would have made it so awkward and I could never leave my room again.
And what, that was not awkward? What, you just kind of did for six takes?
No, but that
takes?
Was for TikTok.
Oh, right.
So,
yes,
like,
of course.
That's
silly
different.
Me.
That's different.
Of course, that's right. Yes.
That's totally different.
That's acting. That
was
exactly
acting.
Right. Right, understood.
And then we had a great conversation. I was like, oh, no.
And then
he started putting his clothes on. And I was like, no.
Oh. Okay.
I still had hope. As he put his clothes on, I was still like lying sexily, being like, it's okay, he hasn't left the room yet.
Well, we've still got in for a chance. We've still got how many days left?
Well, we've got two port days. I'm going to be absolutely exhausted.
We're going to be knackered.
And
this is
out in the heat of Manila. I'm not going to want to have anyone come near me.
No, but you might get a second
wind. But
then
the last day.
Big day.
I don't have any time.
No, big day.
Anthony, if you're listening, I will make time.
Of course, repeat. There will always be time for you.
Is there anyone able to just, again, not for the content.
No.
Like, legitimate.
Yes.
Legitimate. This is the last time I'll probably ever see Anthony again.
Now, Anthony, if you do need for me to, you know,
hand you on
a platter again like I did before.
No, but you stayed here.
Well, maybe that's what he likes.
Well, I don't want you to watch us.
I don't really want to watch you either.
Yeah,
but,
I didn't think
you know,
so.
I'm just trying to help a mate out.
I can't even say I prepared my asshole.
Oh, don't.
See, without you going off.
Don't say that, please. My corneas are burnt. I'm an old woman.
And also, I won the world's sexiest man.
Well, you
did.
He
said, he was like, but you are the world's sexiest man.
You are.
No cameras are rolling. And I was like, do you want to take your pants off? Like, I can't say that.
Oh, well, no. It kind of ruins the moment, I suppose.
So handsome.
Oh, he's divine.
Anyways.
Any news on the other guy? I've had a couple of people ask me in the lives.
Scruff
man.
So I've had two. I haven't seen him on Scruff.
Right.
So the Scruff is the way in,
right?
Because
that's
the sex app.
That's the one.
So if you're looking at my profile, if he's looking, like, that's in.
Okay.
Also, desperately looking for Anthony on any of those profiles. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, don't think so.
Bumped into him two more times. We had friendly interactions. But
lovely. Nothing?
Nothing went anywhere.
No.
I cannot wait to get back home and actually message him on Scruff and be like, oh!
What happened to you, mate? Where'd you go?
No, but we talked to each other 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's
isn't that
that's
weird?
Spooky. That's uncanny. That is very, very spooky.
So that's my, it was my, yeah.
Any update on Panda Man?
Yes.
I've been asking around the ship today, has anyone seen Panda Man?
Mm.
And people have been looking at me very oddly.
Because they don't know what you're talking about?
Well, they Panda Man, what do you mean Panda Man?
We explained it well yesterday. Without me in the room.
Oh, no,
oh God.
Right.
It's 9:30.
God. It's only 9:30.
Yeah, so I know who Panda Man is.
Oh, do you?
Mm.
How'd you find that out? Did you see that Tam posted a video?
Oh, what did Tam's video say?
T- Cam posted a video of Panda Man in the Windjammer.
Panda Man was in the Windjammer?
Correct.
Oh.
So tell me, what have you found out?
So I found out exactly who Panda Man is. So I went to a youth group last night, which is just the youth. The youth were congregating, and I wanted to hang out with them.
What, the Little River Band?
Little River Band. Well, you're going to call it LGBT.
I was going to do whatever.
God, all the acronyms.
I had to stop myself.
All the acronyms blend together. LRB, yeah.
The youth.
Yeah, the youth. And they brought up, this is where I learnt. So right. While you were talking about Panda Man, I
were hearing
was
about
also
it.
Hearing about it with photos and stuff. So it's
a legit thing. Go on.
That stands with the, like, you know, like you can get from Kmart, like a huge panda mask.
Yeah, your head.
Big head. Like huge.
Literally had to put your head in it.
It's about, you know, four times the size of a human head and just stands in the atrium.
Is that all he does? The atrium and then
Windjammer? Well, that's where the sighting was. Just stood at the atrium and creeped people out.
He did.
So people were like, what is going on? I found out.
Yes.
The guy that's doing it isn't doing it to be a creep.
No.
He's just doing it to have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Like just to cause a conversation.
Yeah.
And I've actually had good chats. Like I didn't know it was him.
Right.
But I've spoken to him.
You've spoken to him?
Well, I've spoken to him twice. He's come up to me. He's a fan.
Is that right?
This is before Panda Man. And
okay.
We had great chats about his life. He was really lovely.
Now, you're confirming really it's the lovely. Right guy because he was wearing a signet ring and a wedding ring. So you confirm that it is the same guy?
Well, I don't know because I said to the person who told me who it was,
yeah.
I was like, is it so-and-so? And they said, yes.
Okay.
And that was, so I actually don't know. But it makes sense it was him because he was quite a carefree sort of larrikin.
Oh, right. Okay. So, well, I need you to ask a few questions of him.
Yeah, I will.
Why is one?
Yeah. Okay, I'll find
why?
Out. Why?
And how would you get that on board? Like, does it flatten down? How, you know, does
yeah,
it come in a head of
a piece of luggage?
Yeah. How does he get that round?
Oh, I reckon he bought it. I reckon he's boarded at a port somewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay, makes sense. But I do need you to ask about
okay.
that, please,
yep.
because that's something that I do need to have completed.
Mm. Also in the youth group, they discussed things that I absolutely love.
Oh.
They all talked about how their pee is constantly fluoro yellow, even though they drink copious amounts of water. And so the conspiracy is there's vitamins in the water on the cruise. They put vitamins in everything. Like, it makes you pee yellow, but I was like, my pee's been clear, so.
I do love them. What generation, what do they call these ones coming through?
Us, me, I'm definitely included in that.
Right.
Millennials.
They're millennials, are they?
Millennials. I was definitely the oldest one.
Millennials. Yeah. So what does that age span from?
Well, then there's Gen Z. Oh, so millennials were born in 1979 to.
Oh, well, not far off me then. I could be. Well, I'm not a millennial, but
You're Gen X.
I'm on a cusp. I'm 1970, baby.
Oh, that's years and years away from being a millennial.
Oh, okay.
You're Gen X. Millennials, I think millennials go to 99.
Right.
And then you've got 2000 to 2000. Oh, shit, I don't know. And then you've got
Well, I'd
Gen
have to
Z
do a little bit
alpha.
Of research on that. Ooh, what's the alpha?
Alpha is the next generation coming up, so they'll probably be. Not yet teenagers.
Oh,
almost
right.
Teenagers. They're absolutely terrifying.
And what are the traits of these millennials? They're checking their urine, are they?
Yeah, so they're looking at their wee. Well, they just look at their wee.
Well, they're probably, you know, vitamin. They would take
well,
the amount
well,
of
taking,
vitamins.
No, well,
and,
they're not. That was the weird thing.
They're not taking vitamins?
No, but we also did complain about the toilet. The toilets here, they're aeroplane toilets. They have massive suction. And also, have you dropped a towel yet in your toilet?
Have I dropped a towel?
Well, the towel rack is directly above the toilet.
Yes.
So if you don't hang the towel up properly and the lid's up,
right,
you might just drop a towel in your piss that you've yet to flush.
Yeah, well, that's why you actually close the toilet seat and flush and then not have to worry about any of that.
I don't want to make the loud flush and I don't put the toilet seat down, and at night I don't tend to turn the light on either, and I put my hand on the wall and it just pushed the towel off.
And God help us all. Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
So, but I told them all, and I was like, that's okay, I had a laundry card, so I washed it. And they're like, oh, great. So you put your piss-soaked toilet in our washing machine. I was like, oh, yes, I did.
I'm really concerned about what the young folk are talking about.
No, I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, because I'm used to, I've been hanging out with the
oldies.
Well, I don't want to call them the oldies.
Well, I'm the oldie. I'm you know, 53 identifying as 49.
But they're sort of, their talk's more sophisticated and...
Right.
Sometimes there's a complaint, you know, complaints about things. You know, old people love to complain. I love to complain. And then the young people...
I try not to complain.
Pee being yellow.
Okay. All right.
And
well,
dropping my towel in piss. And
I don't know. I don't really know if we need to... Yeah, look, I worry about that. But anyway, anywho.
Oh, we also talked about...
What?
Some scandalous things.
Oh, like what? Oh, give me just one little tidbit without any names.
I shared with them who I knew to be the swinging.
Right. The secret thing.
They were like, Christian, this is the most amazing news. But obviously, and then they started to share stories about said. And I was like, well, it confirms everything that I was told.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it was so annoying for people listening that we can't.
Oh, God, no, we can't be disclosing. Talking about couples, I had a lovely couple come up to me today as I was sitting out there on my own. They came up and introduced themselves to me and said, oh, we really enjoy your content. We've been watching you on TikTok. And I said, oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much. And then proceeded to ask me what my name was.
Oh, you've reached that level of fame. That is a level of fame.
What do you mean? They don't know my name.
I get that all the time. I get stopped at airports. Oh, my God, you're that guy that does the paint. Because they don't follow you. They just get all of your content in their For You page. So they're not actively seeking you. It just comes to them. And so that's great. That is where you want to be.
Ah.
And so you're getting pushed out everywhere. And people are like, I didn't ask for this. But, oh, this is fun. And so they're just constantly watching it. So they don't actually follow you. But they might, but they don't.
Oh, she had no idea what my name was.
Yeah, all the time. No, 9 times out of 10 people won't know my name. So I'll go, it's Christian, and they're like, yes, that's who you are. But you do the paint or the resin. I'm the paint or the resin person.
That's cute. Well, anyway, there you go. Well, I've learned something then.
Take it as an absolute compliment.
Because I thought to myself, oh, Dale, if you're watching my content, you don't know what my name is, I'm a little bit concerned.
Also, have you been to the spa?
What do you mean, the spa?
The day spa here.
No. Why?
It looks like you've had work done.
Christian.
You've unaged.
The wrinkles have gone.
Have you been using a cream?
Have I? Excuse me. I've got my good makeup on.
You had a good sleep?
I've had my good makeup on.
Even by the pool today when I saw you, you were green as your colour.
Green is my colour.
Green. You just look...
Pops the hair.
Even though I know you're at your absolute limit mentally, you've never looked this good.
They were very nice to me on my live this morning, saying, Chrissy, you look great. The sun in your hair just looks amazing.
No.
No?
No, because you have filters on that smooth your skin out.
I have one little tiny little...
Set to 100% smoothness. Even I saw you on your live and I was like... Oh, Jesus, Chris, you turn the smoothness down. I don't even believe this is you. This is you 20 years ago.
Do you mind? God, you're rude. Right, what else have I got to tell you? Well, I think I've covered everything off there. I had a lovely day, though, by the pool. What else?
Because you had a me day. You had a pretty quiet
I did.
Day.
I had a lovely day.
You had a lovely catch up with Singing Sailor.
Oh, I just... Find him, Danielle, just absolutely divine.
One of the entertainers here. Sorry, yes, Singing Sailor is his TikTok name. Yes. Danielle, what a great name.
He is just the most nicest human. And honestly, Royal Caribbean are so lucky to have him on board with his expertise.
He doesn't do drag on the ship.
No.
But
no.
Hopefully soon.
Love
chipping
to see
away
him.
At Royal, being like, can I do a drag show?
Oh,
and they're
I
like,
just,
maybe. keep chipping away.
Look, I think he's a great credit to the ship. He is absolutely, everybody loves him. Everybody comes up to him and tells him how good he is. He's a really,
really
good,
great singer. Perfect. I went to one of the singing shows. They're all really, really good.
And so talented. Like, he showed me a dress that he had made, and I can tell you right now, this dress was so heavy on the old singer out the back.
On the singer.
Running it up.
Yeah.
Singer sewing machine.
I do have one last bit of juicy gossip.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let me get comfy. Okay. And go.
Now, it's come from someone very senior off the ship in Royal.
Right.
Very senior.
Okay.
So I had been chatting to them. They're a fan. It's been all very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have anything to do with any of the drama.
Right.
But I was talking about the potential of, do you think there would ever be another world cruise?
Yes.
And
right.
So I heard that this cruise has actually been quite successful for Royal. Now, I don't know if I was being bullshitted, because that's not what I've heard, but then what I've heard has just been made up anyway.
Right, well, yep.
I thought they were losing money because it's only half the amount of passengers here that the ship holds. And then the suggestions had come through that they probably would, well, they've learnt a lot of lessons about this particular world cruise and how
absolutely.
They've handled it
absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Yep.
And
moving forward.
Yeah, and so the key takeaways, this was just the suggestions.
Right.
Wouldn't be 9 months. It would be, the recommendation was maybe five.
Oh,
four
okay.
4 to 5 months.
Right.
And then I had heard that some people, not complained, but the suggestion was, didn't really need to go to that port. This port was so far away from anything that
right, okay.
we spent hours travelling.
So, so they're going to just kind
drop,
of
the recommendation
critique.
Was to drop some of the ports
yep.
and spend longer in, for example, everyone was overnight in Sydney.
Oh, would have to, absolutely.
So you drop,
without
you drop
a
port
doubt.
Within, you know.
Lombok.
Yeah, which, oh, well, you'd pick up a day here and there. And
perfect.
So you do, you know, 3 days in Sydney.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Where people can actually go to the Blue Mountains one day, you know,
lovely.
Go and explore the places that they're going to. And then came, yeah, I probably can't actually talk about that.
Can we have a hint? No. Right. Okay.
Well, the suggestion was a really good one, raised a good point.
Right.
Maybe not have any status. So if you buy a ticket, you're the same as someone.
The common folk.
So you're same as someone that's buying a ticket for the very first time they've ever cruised, or if this is your 700th, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
700th cruise.
So you're ridgy-didgy across the board.
Yeah, so everyone is
even
equal.
Paying
there's
field.
There's no exclusive lounges.
Oh,
no,
I like it.
Right? And I was like, that makes sense.
Inclusive.
Yeah, that makes it. Cause
I like it.
That's the one thing
like
I've noticed
it.
About cruising is it's
elitist.
Well, it's also very segregation-y.
Because they're special, Christian. People have paid a lot of money and spent a lot of time and expect a lot of things.
Which
I'm here for, don't
I
get
cannot,
me wrong. Right.
I totally understand it.
But I would rather everybody be on the same page.
Yeah, there's just a lot of people I haven't seen because they're in the exclusive lounges or they're doing things that, you know, I don't have access to. So you're not all mingling together.
No, I like it.
Mm. So that's what I found out. And I was like,
what ship they'd have. Wonder what ship they'd use.
Well, it would have to be a smaller one. So the reason for the small one is because the big ships can't actually get into a lot of ports because they're too big.
Mm.
So this can port rather than tender. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. But what about like the ovation of the seas coming out
that's
of Sydney?
Huge, isn't it?
Well, that's a big one, but it can still get into Circular Quay. That one, can I tell you, that ship is magnificent. It's like a 5-star hotel. It's absolutely amazing.
I mean, it looks incredible.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
I would love to do a world cruise on that one.
Ricardo was beside himself when he got into the cabin with that ship.
Oh, because you
we
did
had a
New
balcony.
Zealand, didn't you?
No, we went to the islands.
That's right.
It was fabulous. Oh. It was really, really lovely.
But again, Sydney is only one part of the world.
Yeah.
So if you're going on that one and you go to Bali, you've got to but a tender.
Yeah.
Or if you're going anywhere. And tendering is a fucking disaster.
I don't mind the littler ships, to be honest.
I don't think I could cope with a bigger ship because I'm already getting lost. It's so overwhelming, and then bigger ship means more people.
Oh, absolutely more people. But they're not. You don't feel it.
You don't.
No. Well, no,
'cause it's bigger, I guess.
Yeah, you don't really feel it.
Because how many would have been in, on your islands one?
Oh, over 2,000?
Right.
I could be quite wrong, but I think it was about 2,000, probably. Ovation
holds like 8,000, doesn't it? Yeah,
but it was very comfortable still.
Mm.
The Windjammer and the...
Well, I contemplated if Royal was to do another one, roping up the two of us back in.
But what...
We do 4 months. We do the world cruise.
What's our standard, though? What are we going to be... Where are we going to be on the ship?
Well, if we're doing social media for them, it's $25,000.
You doing social media and I just holding your bags. Oh, I mean, I'd walk around with... I now know how to press stop and then done.
Yes.
I can do that now on your phone. And I can do the other one while it's on the tripod. Where is it tonight? I can't see the camera.
I couldn't
be bothered.
I'm like at that end where I'm like, well,
we've had enough.
There's about 9 videos of us on Patreon. They'll be okay. And this episode's... Although the Anthony... Oh, I should have filmed myself being Anthony. No, so... Would you do the world cruise for 4 months? Would you do 4 months for a junior suite and $25,000?
Now, would I do a junior suite and $25,000? Would they be negotiable?
We want more.
Junior suite, 30. 30,000. Because you're saying 25.
Well, that's what, yeah.
Mm.
That means I'd have to go for that too.
Well, I'm expecting that you'd go higher, wouldn't you?
Well, no, I wanted $25,000 in a junior. Well, that was for the African leg. 4 months at sea. Yep, junior suite and 50 grand.
Okay.
So I genuinely want to pitch them. So it's like, would you actually do it for that? So it's you pick your money, you go to Royal, and if they say yes, then you're like, oh, great. Mm. I would love to do it for that.
But what's a minimum would do? Because we, you know, minimum. That's going high. That's going very high. Not. But it is,
I'd
though.
Start, I mean, I hope Royal don't listen to this, but I would start and I'd go to $100,000 in a grand suite. And then they go, how about a junior suite and 50 grand? And I go, perfect, done.
Oh,
you always, start really high.
You're like you're haggling at Bali.
Well, I think that's why I was really good at haggling, is because I've had. Sponsors aren't listening. But you always go.
Right. Like, don't give any secrets away because we might need to use them in times to come.
I use it all the time. You always. This is if anyone is doing social media, it's never be afraid to ask for a fuck ton of money, and you always tell them. You always go in and say, like, right, I'm going to do 4 videos for you for X amount of, for $100,000.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
And then they come back to you and they go, oh well, our budget is $8,000, and so you go, wow. Well, 4 videos was 100, so that's 1 video for 25, so 8,000 is just a story. And they go, cool, done.
So you are magnificent.
So that's like...
You are magnificent.
I mean, thanks to Everyplay, they've been the only sponsors so far for quite a while.
God. I think more are coming your way. I think this is just the, you know...
I mean, I don't want to sound desperate, but I'm, yeah. But
no, we're not desperate. You're not desperate. We're desperate, but we don't want to appear to be desperate.
Yeah.
Look, I would go deck 8 in a balcony. Room. I would do deck 8 balcony.
Okay. Now I'm...
Junior suite.
You're going... I'd have to.
You'd have to.
And that would be...
What would you be offering them, as in social media? What would you say, look, Royal, this is what I'm going to bring to the table. This is what you need from me to be.
Well, I'd be their social media person, so they'd obviously have creators on board that I could work with.
Right.
And then I could advise. And then I could host workshops or come up with social ideas for them.
Right. So content creation.
And then I post stuff on my page.
Editing. Doing all those sorts of things.
Well, literally doing what I'm doing now.
But being paid by Royal to do that. Mm. What could I bring to the table? I think I could do workshops for women on, you know...
Tupperware.
I'm not going to be doing Tupperware. I could do, you know, skincare.
Yes.
Hair care. How to be less invisible. after the pause.
What happens when you get the pause?
What
early warning signs?
What things you could be doing for yourself around the pause or the peri-pause?
Yeah.
I could do lots of things. Fashion.
No, you just need to be yourself. Just we'll do a podcast once a week.
There you go.
Okay.
I can see that working. What are your plans for tomorrow, apart from the shopping at Green Hills?
I can't believe I'm trusting you with...
The driver? Well, getting the driver.
Like, okay, we're just going to walk off the port and pick one of the people that are screaming at us.
Now, what's the criteria there? Because I want to pick someone that's kind of set back a bit. Like, they're not right up in your face. I want to have someone who's kind of... Are we going to ask to see their driver's license? I think that's something that we need to cover. Is that important? I believe it is. Knowing what we now know.
Well, our driver whose license had expired was amazing. And if we'd have worked out that his license had expired, we probably wouldn't have gone with him.
No, we wouldn't have.
But he was so good.
Well, he
so
was.
I just think we just trust. Let's just do the trust thing.
Okay.
And we all never right. were heard from again.
Boysies, I love you.
Well, she loves one of you more. Can I say that story?
What story?
In the spa, when you said, I have to get Jack some shoes. This is what I want to do.
Because I'd heard.
And
yes.
Yeah, so we're sitting in the spa. I'll get Charlie a gift and I'll get Jack some shoes and I want this colour and I'll do this for him. And this.
Because he loves his shoes.
Oh, and I better get Max something as well. So that was the conversation. So Charlie was, I'll get Charlie a gift.
But Jack
was,
got Jack.
I know exactly what I want to get Jack. And I'm just so excited to get Jack a gift.
Because he's my fashionista.
And I better get Max something.
But he's my fashionista. Jack Nicholas is the Mel DeMarcos of... Kellyville, let me tell you, with all the shoes that he has.
What, he's wanting to throw rice at the people as well.
Oh, look, don't go there, because you and the chocolate.
Oh, he's the fashion part of the Melda.
Yes.
With him, a big wardrobe.
He's got a humongous wardrobe of shoes, like every known colour of shoe runner.
God.
Never wears something three times, I think, that goes to the bottom of the... Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been wearing this... for 4 days in a row now, so he'd never be seen dead in an outfit back to back.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
No. But I've got Charlie his gift. Remember I got him the cross-shoulder thing?
Oh, you got them the Christian Dion.
Get the so-call out from now on.
And what have you bought Max?
I don't know what to get, Maxie. I don't know. He's a linen man. He likes his linen.
There'll be some great linens tomorrow.
Yeah, I might get him some linens.
Okay.
Might get him a pair of linen pants and... Jesus shoes or something.
Are they expecting anything?
No.
Yeah.
No, but of course, you want to do something for them.
I mean, Charlie absolutely is expecting probably a lot of things.
Oh, you know what he's like.
Yes,
you know what he said to me?
He's the same as me.
You know what he said to me, right? He said to me on the phone tonight, we did a FaceTime, right? And he said, just to let you know that I'm looking after my friend's cats over the time period that you're coming home.
Oh.
Right,
oh.
So he's preempting that he's not going to be home when I get home, right? So I said, oh, yes, all right, darling. He goes, but what I'll do, you know, to smooth it over, what I'll do is I'll come to the airport on my own to see you come in.
Oh.
I said, no, darling, I don't need you to do
Does
that.
Does he drive?
No.
Oh, so he'll catch the train and...
Yeah.
That's nice. Oh, you know he won't do that.
Oh, he would, but like, you know... He feels bad because he's not going to be home, so he's trying to make up for it and do something sweet.
Oh, well, you'll see him, in the following day?
I said to him, don't worry about it. I'll see you when you get home.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, okay, thanks, Mum.
Oh.
Take that pressure off.
That's cute.
Mm.
Okay.
God, it's not long now till we get home. You know that, don't you?
Oh, well, it is for me. I've got 8 days in Hong Kong. Not to rub
You
it
won't
in.
Know what to do with yourself. You will miss me so much. You will say, oh, my God. Christine, I'm just going to... Don't look at me like that with the disdain on its face.
No, I think, similar to Mark Sebastian, I will just sit in my hotel room and just...
Rot into the bed.
Stare at the wall and really appreciate the fact that I can turn the air conditioning off and I can sit in silence.
Sit in silence.
Where the like, can you feel that at the moment?
Yeah.
It's really bumpy.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a bit of weather coming up. But I'm in denial.
Oh, do you want a pill?
No, I'm good. As long as I can get tomorrow in Green Hills and then the last port day, I've got it already pictured. I want to be on that beach. I want to be sitting there with a cocktail, a with a sand in my toes, mm. and I want to get into the water and just have a splash about and just like...
Well, I hope the beaches are quite, like the, it's not like, but like Noosa beaches are quite rough. I mean, if you go to Main Beach in Noosa, it's not. But I hope it's like Main Beach.
I just want it to be flat. Nice and clean.
Like we saw
and
it in Noosa Dua.
Yes, that's what I want. I want the little sunbeds with the umbrellas, with the men walking around with the tray.
With the tidy tray.
With the tray.
Yep.
What would you like to drink? That's what I want.
I'd like you to drink. Maybe that's where I get my sexy time.
Possibly. Possibly. Oh, no. I just don't think it's going to happen for you this trip, love. No. I just think you
Hong
know.
Hong Kong. Maybe Hong Kong?
Can you do that? No, probably not. No, we are in China. These are things that are they're not going to like things like that in China.
Well, it's Hong Kong. Hong Kong's very Western.
But still.
But Hong Kong's like the easy.
Aren't they having like things shut down for the cruisers as they go up through?
Oh, the internet.
The internet.
Well, they're ruthless and. Like Facebook won't work, Starlink won't work. Apparently internet's not going to work.
But
it does in Hong Kong. You just connect to the Wi-Fi.
Well, that's right. Yes. Mm.
But there is no Wi-Fi that this ship can connect
to. No. So there'll be none of that for them for a couple of days. So then it might be a little bit of nice downtime for them.
A forced break.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. So if you stop hearing from us, because apparently this happens really soon, we go into territory where Starlink, which is the internet that's provided for the ship,
right,
just doesn't work.
Okay.
So if the podcast just doesn't upload for a couple of days, we've either been lost in Manila.
Send help.
Or Starlink has not worked.
No, well, send help, please.
No, well, don't send help because we might be totally fine.
We will be fine. All right, well, I'm going to go because I'm going to see what Joanne's doing.
Okay. All right.
Cheerio.
I don't think I want to do these anymore.
What?
These.
The potty cast?
Yeah.
You're over it and done?
Yeah.
I think tomorrow should be our last one.
I got her.
I think tomorrow...
Do you reckon tomorrow should be the last one?
No, and I'll tell you why. I think tomorrow should be like a big hooray, like a countdown of what
we... Tomorrow? We're going to be so exhausted.
All right. Well, then, so tomorrow won't be the last one then. Why don't we do the last one being the day before we jump off?
Yeah, because it can't be...
Because you're going to be busy.
It literally has to be. No, it has to be. It does have to be tomorrow. It has to be not tomorrow, the day after the beach day. Because then the sea day, that last day.
Yes, it's busy,
is
busy,
so
busy.
Hectic.
It is. But I would like it to be like, let's come to the table with things that we've loved.
Oh, God.
And
oh, yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
Our highlights, our lowlights, and our.
And just. What I was thinking of doing is when we get back, so I might do some episodes in Hong Kong.
Yes.
So I'll either FaceTime you or just do them myself.
Yes.
But then I also thought we could FaceTime the beautiful passengers who have all very desperately wanted to come on the podcast, but we've been too busy or tired. I think we can do an interview follow-up.
Oh, that might be fun.
In 2 weeks.
That'd be fun.
Check in, see what's been going on, and then officially call it a day.
I think so. And I think the lovely Beth Ann would like to have a little bit of a debrief with us.
Oh,
so that
yes.
could be a fun way to wrap that bit up too.
Well, we get interviewed by Beth Ann, because Beth Ann is the...
She's the gun.
She's one of the many TikTokers covering the Ultimate World Cruise from land.
From land. So that might be fun.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like the old FaceTime, because that could be the FaceTime of me getting home.
Oh, you finally getting home. Okay, okay, go to Joanne. All right, I'm actually hitting stop now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
No, I think that's a good idea. What's Joanne saying?
Of course she bloody does.
These people can all sing.
I just want to take a moment to give another shout out to today's sponsor, Every Plate, who also sent me off on the Ultimate World Cruise, which is exactly where I am right now. Still cannot believe it. And can I just say, I'm obsessed with Every Plate. Their convenient meal kit delivery and simple recipes have saved me so much time, and the meals are insanely tasty. I wish I could say the same about the buffet here. but I cannot wait to get home so I can start cooking my EveryPlate meals. And hold on to your pineapples for this one. EveryPlate helps you get dinner on the table from just $2.19 per plate. That's so much cheaper than the supermarket. You can order EveryPlate now at everyplate.com.au and save up to $180 off your first five boxes with the code ULTIMATE.